Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 37 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Fog. 33 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Fog. 34 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Fog. 36 degrees. Good morning. 0 hundred hours. Fog. 33 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Clear. 32 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Clear. 34 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 47 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Clear. 50 degrees.
KCADLQ.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Clear. 52 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Clear. 54 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Clear. 53 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Clear. 50 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Clear. 47 degrees.
This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net Prenet. Do I have any check-ins for the Prenet? Call now.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Quebec, KV8PCQ. Dave, Bay City, no traffic.
Thanks, Dave. I got you in here. Any other for the Sunday night net, free net?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha Rick, no traffic.
Okay, got you, Rick. Any others?
KD8BAZ, Mini Burt, no traffic.
This is KF8EDQ, Mike in Saginaw Township, no traffic.
This is Jeff Bolton, K8KCI, Brady Township, no traffic.
Okay, stand by everyone. We'll be getting started here in about a minute or so.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 46 degrees.
Good evening, everyone. This is the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. My name is Ron. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. And I'm located in Saginaw County and will be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a directed net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at K8DAC-R. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations, KE8PCQ, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, KF8EDQ, and K8KCI. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I will take check-ins from those stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Please call now. Okay, we'll go to Echolink. Do I have any Echolink stations for the net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue with regular check-ins. Do I have any regular check-ins for the Sunday Mid-Michigan net? Call now.
This is November 8, Kilo, Papa Romeo, Bob, Frankenmuth Township. No traffic.
Okay, Bob, I got you in there. Any other regular check-ins? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week. Boy, the weather has been fairly nice for the end of October and the first couple of days of November. It looks to be in the 50s coming up for the remainder of the week, although we have some chances for rain in the forecast for the end of the week and possibility in between. So nice temperatures at least, that's a good thing. I was able to get quite a few things done around the house over the weekend that needed to be done, finally starting to get caught up a little bit. So first of all, we'll go up to Bay City. KE8PCQ Dave, stand by, KC8VOA. Good evening, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group, KE8PCQ here. Well, we bagging up leaves again. It's that time of the year, but we're getting her done. Not bad. And other than that, didn't do too much this week other than watch the Lions lose. And had a great dinner. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
All right, Dave, yeah, that was a little disappointing to lose at home to the Vikings. So you have 2 weeks off, you got your bye weeks, you get a chance to get people healthy and get them fired up, and they came out like a high school team. Minnesota and McCarthy just had their way with them today, so very disappointing, that's for sure. And for me, yep, raking leaves or bagging leaves, that's kind of it as well. I don't have any trees in the backyard or side yard anymore, just the one in the front yard, so I blow those into my ditch and let them sit there until I'm able to bag them up. And I took several bags of leaves and put them in my garden out back. They'll sit there under the snow for the winter, give some nutrients to the ground and to the worms, some protection and things like that to help the garden out. And they'll get tilled in the spring, give some much-needed nutrients in that. But the remainder of them, I still got 8 bags of leaves out at the curb to be picked up tomorrow. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, stand by, KD8PAZ. Good evening, Rick.
Good evening, Ron, everybody on the net. Hopefully everybody's having a wonderful day. For myself, yes, the leaves are starting to fall, and 2 trees out front, maybe 5%. And I went to use the bagger and rider to go ahead and try to clean some of that up, and went to the rider, and I looked, and here I got a low, not just a low front tire, but a front tire that doesn't have the tube in the right place on the rim, so I had to pull that off and pop the tire off and get that in the right place and reseat that, and luckily there was no leaks on it. I was able just to reinflate it and everything worked out, but that was still a delay in getting it done. So with that, I run the ripper blades on there, and it mulches the leaves up pretty good. And I still ended up compacting 5 trash cans full of leaves. Just, like I said, it's 5% maybe of the trees falling. So just give you an idea how much more is going to come. Let me give it a break. I got 2 UV5R minis. I got them as a set. And the first set I ended up sending back, one was wouldn't even power up after being charged up and everything else. And the other one wouldn't program. Well, the wooden program, I found out, was my fault. Doing a little reading, I found out that no place in there to mention Windows 11, and that's what I was trying to program with, was Windows 11. And so I had to dig out the old laptop and everything else, and that took a little time, and I went ahead and plugged it in, and sure enough, it would read it, and so forth. I haven't written to it yet, but it looks very promising. And with that, I'll turn it back over to Net Control, KC8VOA to KC8YVF.
All right, Rick. Yeah, you get those little things. You go out to do something on the tractor or something like that, and you got a little hiccup. been there, done that before. Mine was the battery. It went out and worked fine 1 week, and it went out the next week, and it's dead. And I put it on the charger and charged it up, and they tried it again, still dead, didn't work, had to change the battery. So it was about 4 years old, so it was probably about due for that. And then during the summer, same thing, I went out again, went to start it, battery was dead. So I did charge up, it did hold it, so I'm not sure. I thought maybe I left the ignition on, but I didn't seem to do that, so I will, I kind of defound it on that one, but there's always a hiccup someplace. And try and get, like you said, the leaves and that. For me, my tree out front is probably 20%. My neighbor's tree in the backyard, which is a late 3, that's maybe a 2%. So the way the weather has been, we're finally getting some frost, some heavy frost to help trigger that, but the leaves are still green on it, and I'll probably still be bagging well into December the way it's going right now. So I'm hoping it it turns all at once and we get a good west wind and blows it all into their yard rather than mine, but that usually doesn't happen. All right, next up on the list, Minnie, KDAPAZ, and then I'll do a station break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KD8PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys in here. It's good to hear everyone tonight. Not doing too much today. Yesterday, I went into Saginaw and went to Jack's Fruit Market and got my bird feed and my dill pickles that I like from there. There's Hosbeck's barrel crude. I bought 4 jars of them and some flour and sugar, and then I went to Hobby Lobby and got my board so I can start on my puzzle. So maybe I'll start on that tomorrow. But other than that, today I just sat and relaxed all day. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
All right, Minnie. Yeah, I know you always are working on those puzzles and doing those things. And yeah, I know you don't rake the leaves either. There's too much there to rake, and just leave it there to help nourish the lawn, and or blow them back into the woods is about the best thing to do, I guess, to help clean things up. All right, this is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on down the list with KF8EDQ, Mike, and standby K8KCI. Good evening, Mike.
Yeah, thanks for doing the net tonight, Ron, and it was good to hear you on the net earlier today, too. That was cool. For KC8VOA with the 5R minis, I use Chirp to program mine, and that seems to program them just fine, and it runs on Windows 11, so just for your information, you can use Chirp to program those. Other than that, I did take my dog Ducky to the nursing home and health source this last week, and put some smiles on some people's faces. And this weekend, I stayed home from the shelter late yesterday because I was feeling under the weather, but I was feeling a bit better today. So I went in this morning and walked some dogs and tried to take it easy today. I did get that Explorer, I think it's a QRZ1 from Gigaparts. Ron, you told me about last week that came in the mail. I used Chirp to program that as well. And then I got a Redivis RT3S, and I loaded it up with OpenGD77. I think that might be my new favorite radio. That thing's pretty slick. With that, this is KF8EDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat. Thanks, Ron.
All right, Mike. Yeah, I'm going to have to use Chirp. I just checked earlier here to see. I just got a new notebook computer to replace my Windows 10, and I have all of my Elenco software for the Elenco 135, 235, 435, and then the three handy talkies. None of the software will work on Windows 11. All of it comes up with an error that it has a file that it is missing. And this software is on CD. I have a new cable that works on USB for them, but the software will not work. RT Systems does sell the software, at least for the mobile radios, but not for the handhelds. But you're looking at $25 a pop for each one of the radios. And I also have a 620 and a 635, and they have the radio for the software for the 635, but not for the 620. So Chirp does have the software for the 135, 2, and 435s, but not for the 6 series. So I'm out of luck, and I was just looking to find my software to for that, the 620 and the 635, and it's not in my bag here. I have a case that sits down here in the shack with all the manuals, all the software in it, and it's not in there. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that. I will have to keep a Windows 10, my old Windows 10 machine around just to be able to program those radios, but I will try Chirp on it. So, Rick, yeah, the old radio that or computer that I had that we reprogrammed 911, I don't have software for the Windows 11 machine, so that's a bummer that it wouldn't work, so unfortunate. All right, next up on the list, we've got KAKCI, standby, and AKPR. Good evening, Jeff.
Well, thanks, Ron. I tell you, programming, it can be fun, it can be enlightening, it can be a pain in the butt. I understand. Once you get them done, then you go, all right, I don't want to touch it, but, you know, you always have to. So, we can relate on that. It's why they couldn't have made a common set of programming for each radio. That would have been very nice, but, you know. Anyways, beautiful day, beautiful weekend, beautiful time so far. Yep, doing leaves. That's a always on in the middle of the woods, so that's happening. But, no, just kind of been doing our usual talk in the morning on 28. It seems to, 10 meters, it seems to be still holding its own for verticals. I do got that beam up, and I'm going to get that tower put up, so just got to make a base so I can bury that. And they said at least get it up 30 feet over top of a metal surface, so that's what I'm shooting for. So hopefully we can get her up there, and we'll see what we can do. It works for you on 14, but on 15 and 10, she just gave me a very high SWR. So other than that, everything else is just going good. Tomorrow's Monday, and we'll start off with this new time. So back to you, Grant. I appreciate you taking over. This is KKCI. Back to that.
All right, Jeff, thanks for joining the net tonight. And, yeah, that's one thing I don't like with the time change. I really would wish they'd stay on daylight savings time, because now I'm getting up in daylight, which is fine, but when I get home at 5:30, it's pretty much almost dark, and by 6 o'clock it's pitch black out, so I can't get anything done when I get home from work. And at least at daylight savings time, I might have an hour, hour and a half after I get home from work to be able to go out and do some leaves or do what I need to do outside. Well, the only way I'm going to get it done out there with a floodlight and a flashlight, I guess, is about the only thing. So I really wish they'd leave it at just daylight savings time, and that seems to work out the best. I don't mind getting up in the dark and going work in the dark, but I'd like to be able to come home at the end of the day and it's daylight out rather than night. So unfortunate, we are still on the downswing. We got about a month and a half before it turns the corner, and when winter starts, we start getting brighter every day. So we have to wait until then. All right, next up on the list, N8KPR, and then we'll do another break. Go right ahead, Bob.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody on the net. Yeah, busy day today. I got home from church. I tore into my camper, my travel trailer here. I got parked in the yard. Last couple times I used it, I had trouble with the slide out. It didn't want to come in right. It actually stalled motor out. I had to open it back up a little bit and then pull it in some more. So I got on YouTube, my friend, and found this RV Tech Guy. That's what it's called, the website. And my Expando has a cable system, which when the first time I see it, I'm like, I don't know about this stuff. But anyways, it works with cables and one motor that goes forward and reverse. And anywho, I followed the tutorial that he had, and I said, okay. Then as soon as I go back out and look at the camper, I said, man, I got to tear off all the molding all the way around the slide out on the inside. And it's not screwed in, it's nailed in, you know, with little brads, wire brads. So I had to to the pry bar, I'll pry all that crap off in order to get to it, because the slide out's got to be out all the way to adjust the cables. And I found some stuff that was twisted, some things had to be straight up and down, but they're off to the side. One cable was really loose, and other cables were too tight. And so, anyways, I did that. I did the best I could there, and then I brought it in. It didn't stall out on me, but it still sounds like it's struggling. And then I said, well, I'll check it again, you know, down the road here. But so then I winterized it, and after I winterized it, I hopped on a lawnmower and started sucking up leaves and dumped them across the road into the farmer's field. So quick and dirty. But back to that, NAKTR.
All right, Bob. Yeah, it's always something. I know. My son-in-law was, for 5 years, an RV technician. He was the head technician out at General RV for 5 years. And he was doing it from home for quite some time. So his yard was always filled with somebody's RV or motorhome or something that he was repairing. And then he got working up in Houghton Lake at an RV park up there, and they were calling in every week come up. So he did that for a couple of more years, and yeah, he said that just got to be too much of a hassle. He could make good money, but he was up there in Houghton Lake there almost the entire summer, because you had the people that had their RVs up there basically for, you know, a permanent insulation essentially, and can't really unhook them and drive them someplace and leave them for it, because it was their house, so their summer home, so it's not like they could take it to RV company and leave it for a week. They had no place to stay, so he was doing that for quite some time. But yeah, he's very familiar with that. He had to replace floors in it. He had to pull slide outs completely out, put them on the ground, rebuild floors and everything else in them, cables, motors, electrical stuff, everything. So not fun, that's for sure. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Met. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, take a quick turn here. Me, this weekend I was doing stuff around the house. We had to run up to Costco on Saturday and pick up some things for a party on last night. We had another Halloween party at a different friend's house. Last week it was at my daughter's, and this week it was at a friend's house. And then got some things done around the house, got the leaves again raked up and taken care of, and then, of course, they're all back down today. Never-ending battle at the moment. Got a couple of the cars washed and those cleaned up and other things done around the house, and we headed out to the party about 6 o'clock. We were there till about 9:30 or so. Came back home and crashed today. Again, working on leaves, working on stuff outside. We got all of the outdoor Halloween decorations down. That was good, because they're saying tomorrow we're supposed to have winds in the 25 to 30 mile an hour range, and in some cases gusts up to 45. So going to be a breezy day tomorrow. But we did get all of the Halloween things, decorations that were outside, down and put away. That was a good thing. My wife will work on the inside of the house this week, all of her Halloween village and things like that she has, so we'll get that done. Me, I've started on some more 3D projects. I am printing some Christmas gifts. So the parts for them came in the mail. Actually, I ordered them on the 28th, and they showed up on the 30th, so 2 days later they showed up, which I was really surprised, because they said they originally said, well, they'll be delivered around November 11th. Well, they came in 2 days later. So go figure. So that's what I'm working on now. These are some really kind of cool-looking clocks. So I had to have the clock mechanisms to be able to do these. I've got two of them completed. I am working on another one right now. A couple of them were done in marble filament, and the next one is in a dark wood filament, and then the other one's in the dryer. I got a light oak filament that the fourth one will be done with, so it should look pretty cool once I get them done. But that's kind of the week here for me, and on to work tomorrow. All right, we'll go back up the top of the list. KEA-TCQ, standby KC8VOA. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group.
KE8PCQ here. Yeah, Ron, that sounds interesting. On November 5th through the 9th, there is an anniversary special event for the Edmund Fitzgeralds in the UP. It was on the Great Lakes note that comes out on our email. And sounds like it could be a pretty interesting thing. So we're going to try that. And mainly rake leaves again this week. That's a never-ending thing, but it's relaxing. Get it done. With that said, everybody have a great week. Stay safe. KE8PCQ. Wishing you everybody 7-3. And we'll go back to net. All right, Dave, you have a good week, and we'll talk to you again next week. Next up on the list, KC8VOA, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Well, good evening again, Ron. And just like Bob, I've got to go up to the camper to check out the slide on ours. It's a cable slide. It's the BAL Acro slide assembly. Probably the same thing he's got. Most of the manufacturers are putting them in there. It's a series of cables and pulleys and so forth. It's got the motor on there. Our slide only slides out 18 inches. It doesn't go out real far. But the problem I got is the bottom is not coming in and making the proper seal. And then as you face it, the right side is not making the proper seal. The bulb seals on it are black and gray, and the gray portion is supposed to be pretty much completely compressed, and it's not on there. So if it's opened up a little bit, there's a possibility of moisture getting in there. And then again, when we get a little weather break here again, we're going to want to get up there and get the cover on that. And so I'm going to say 73. Everyone have a wonderful week. Stay dry. I understand there's chances of rain throughout the week. Take care. Back to KC8YVF from KC8VOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, good luck with that. That's the one thing you don't want in the campers is any type of moisture. That's not a good thing. And as my son-in-law said, most of the repairs that they got into the shop was moisture related. He said probably 80 to 85% was moisture again through the roof, through one of the seams, through something that got in, and the campers definitely do not like that. That's for sure. All right, next KD8PAZ, and then I'll do another break. Go right ahead, Minnie.
Well, good evening again there, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Yeah, I sat here today and watched the neighbors over there. They were over there picking up leaves with their leaf thing, and there was a couple of them using leaf blowers, and the other neighbor, he was using leaf blowers, and I sat here and watched mine get blowed with the wind. So anyway, when the guy comes and mows, he just mulches them up. So, by the time I got done raking, I'd have to start all over again and take me a week or two to do them. So I just don't do it. So anyway, everybody have a good night and talk to you some of you tomorrow night. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YVF.
Well, that's a good thought there, Minnie, and that's kind of why I blow my leaves from the tree out front out into the ditch. Because hopefully we get a good strong west wind, then it blows them all down to the township park and they can deal with them. So I usually blow them out there, leave them there for a while until they get too wet, and then I know they're not going to blow, so then I have to pick them up. But if they're good and dry and we get a decent wind like we're supposed to have tomorrow, they'll blow down to the park and I won't have to deal with them either. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday Mid-Michigan Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on. KF8EDQ, standby K8KCI. Good evening again, Mike.
Yeah, thanks again for doing the nets. And, it was a good thing I didn't go into the shelter yesterday because my boss was pinging me for something yet again. yesterday morning, so I had to work for a couple hours yesterday. I went into work on Friday, so I drove myself all the way down to Dearborn at 6 o'clock in the morning, worked and came back, and then I got to enjoy watching some kids in all their costumes on Friday, so that was fun. And I'll say 7-3 to everybody. We'll talk to you again either tomorrow or next week. This is KFA-EDQ. I'll pass it back to Nat. Thanks again.
All right, Mike. Yeah, for Halloween, right in the middle of it, we got a little misty rain out, and it rained pretty good there. Got the pavement wet, at least. And then about 20 minutes later, it was gone, but there was just a little blob on radar. But normally we get about 100 or a little more than 100 kids. Wife figured we got about 30 kids was about it on Friday night. So very low turnout. But my daughter, son-in-law, and the grandkids and some of their friends come over, start at our house and go through the subdivision. And we're at the north part from State Street, the last road before you get up to Weiss. And he said the south end from State Street North was quite busy. They said there was places on the other side street, Vavarovich. He said it was like somebody, like U of M game had got out. It was body-to-body people walking. But down my street, unfortunately, there was only three houses. We have, I think, about 14 houses on the street, somewhere around there. And only three of us were handing out candy. So my neighbor across the street wasn't. They did before. The neighbor next to them did last year, did not. The neighbor next to them did not again this year. My neighbor next door that handed out, their house was totally dark. I don't know where they were, if they were hibernating or what, but there wasn't a light on in the house. So it wasn't good. We didn't have a lot of kids at our end, unfortunately. And unfortunately, I got a fair amount of candy left over. And as I always tell my wife, buy candy that we like so that we might be able to get rid of it at some point in the year. So, all right, next up on the list, K8KCI, stand by at 8KPR. Good evening again, Jeff.
Well, thank you, Ron. And I guess, you know, that just means that the next meeting, Ron's going to be handing out candy because we know he's got a lot. So make sure you bring that candy, you know, for the meeting. But other than that, yeah, we are out in the country. We don't get anybody but the grandkids, and they came over. And we were the last one on the list, of course, but that's all right. They had a pillow bag or pillow sack full of candy. I just have to laugh. But nope, and they got to stay overnight all weekend. So we had two grandkids all weekend, and as always, we're relaxing now and resting. And yeah, we had to watch that game on TV, so we were all happy until, you know, that came on and our great Detroit Lions decided to go some other place. But I agree with the high school thing. I think that was a pretty good hit. That was a perfect example. But other than that, nope, just on the radio every morning and enjoying. So we'll back to you, and we'll say 73 to everybody. We'll catch you up tomorrow. If not, we'll see you at the meeting. So, okay, KCI, back to Net Control.
All right, Bob. Yeah, that's why my daughter and son-in-law and the grandkids come into the house here, is because they have their house, three neighbors next door, which is right close together. And then there's one more house a half a mile down the road. And on the opposite side of the road, there are three houses. Again, they're about a half a mile down the road, and then another quarter of a mile, and then way down at the far end of the road. So there's like seven houses on their street, and it's about a mile long. So yeah, they wouldn't get much. So that's why they come in here and go through it. And they go through our subdivision. They go through the subdivision Gatesboro East-West, which is to the east of us. And then they go across the street where the American Legion is off in Weiss, and they go through the, as they call it, rich people subdivisions with the bigger houses, and they go through there. So by the time they get back, they cover all that in about an hour and a half, And then they come back and they're dumping the candy on the floor. There's a whole bunch of candy. So grandkids know I get to go through and pick out the Snickers bar, so they save them for me. That's about all I like. All right, NAKPR, you're up next.
Okay, not a whole lot to add, but Rick, check out the RV tech guy. He covers everything from repacking the wheel bearings to working on the air conditioner and hot water heaters, furnace, everything. He covers everything. He explains everything really well, and I really, really like watching him, you know, because I actually understand what he's doing. But, yeah, he also covered the tops out, the bottoms in, or the bottoms out, tops in, or one side's out, the other side's in, you know, that type of thing. You know, if it's not sealing properly, it tells you how to do that, too. So, unless you already know what you're doing, but I didn't have a clue what to do with this thing. But, like I said, I'll try it a few times, see, make sure everything is, all the adjustments stay where they're supposed to be, and then I'll put the trim back up. But thanks for doing that, Ron, and we'll talk to y'all tomorrow night. Bassinet Control, NAKPR.
All right, Bob, thanks for joining us tonight, and have a good week as well. Do I have any additional check-ins or comments for the net? Call now.
KCBOA, may I go to you with NAKPR.
Go right ahead, Rick.
NAKPR, KCBOA.
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
All right, so my system is upside down from where most people's is at. Mine sits underneath the sofa. There's one piece of wood I have to remove. There's no trim. It's just a piece that's got, I don't know, four screws screwing it down to the floor. And so everything is backwards compared to what is normal because it's mounted upside down. It's inverted. So it's confusing. But just make sure you put your foam blocks back on your adjustment screws when you're done. And you're supposed to check it once a year. And the common problem is for those blocks to, the adjustment blocks where you have the upper and lower in it, to kind of twist, and then they lock up with one another. So they have to be completely vertical, up and down 90 degrees to the ceiling there. And if they're not, they can cause a lot of problems. So good luck with yours. KC BOA, back to KC YZF.
Yeah, Rick, I checked mine, and that's the blocks where two of them were tipped at an angle. So I did straighten them out. I had a cable at one that was like tight as a guitar string, so I loosened that up. I had another one that was dragging on the ceiling. So I had to tighten that one up, loosen the other one up. And but yeah, my motor's mounted on the wall on the inside. That's, the trim goes up to the ceiling, so I had to take all the trim off to get to it. But those foam blocks, yep, I made sure I put them back on. But thanks for the info, Rick. Back to that face, Ren.
Okay, do we have any other comments for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 7 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:38 and returning the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. KC8YVF clear.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. 44 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 42 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 41 degrees.